This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday hump day, the week is over, halfway over. Smile. It's a good day no matter what's going on in your life or in the world. We're going to talk a little bit more, as we have in the past, about diversity being the death of everything. This is going to tie into that Supreme Court decision from today, which didn't say what people said it said. So we'll get to that in just a moment. In fact, we'll open up talking about that. Joe Biden's doctor ducking questions. Mattel is creating diabetes Barbie. We have all kinds of corruption in higher education. All that. Jasmine Crockett's a moron. And so much more on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And we'll do a bunch of emails tonight, too. So first, I need to get something out of the way, because here is what happens. And we are all susceptible to it, myself included. We get bad information from bad headlines, or bad information. One person will get bad information from a bad headline, and then they'll share it oftentimes on social media. And then other people, without vetting anything or looking into anything, they look at the bad information the one guy got from the bad headline, and then they share it and they share it and they share it. And soon, bad information is spread everywhere. This isn't only on the left. This is universal. Bad information. Incomplete information. Maybe you woke up today and you saw that the Supreme Court ruled that Trump could fire federal workers. A lot of people have seen that headline. Even the official headlines, this one's from Insider Paper, are kind of a little bit misleading. Supreme Court lifts lower court block on Trump's mass firing of federal workers. Wow, that sounds like great news, right? Donald Trump can fire federal workers now. That's what the headline said. That's not true. That's not what happened. So let me explain what happened, and that will bring us to diversity being the death of everything. Ketanji Brown Jackson and more. That'll lead us to more. But what happened was Donald Trump, by executive order, told government agencies to start creating a plan for the mass firing of federal workers. He did not tell government agencies to start mass firing federal workers. He told them to create a plan for mass firing federal workers. It would be like if I went to iHeart, and I most definitely have, and said, hey, I need you guys to come up with a plan so I can get rid of Chris and Corey and get some decent people in here. I didn't go to iHeart and say, please fire Chris and Corey. I said, please come up with a plan for firing Chris and Corey. That is what Donald Trump... Oh, sorry, Chris, I forgot you were here. That is what Donald Trump told federal agencies. Hey, FBI is a good example. Hey, FBI, you... go back, meet with some people, come up with some documents, present to me a plan for the mass firing of federal workers. As per usual, you are used to this by now. A lower court, Susan Ilston is her name, the judge. Don't worry about that. It doesn't matter. Susan Ilston stepped in and said, no, you're not allowed to do that. Federal government said, excuse me, what? She said, no, you're not even allowed to come up with a plan to fire federal workers. That is the case that went before the Supreme Court. It was not specifically about firing federal workers. It was about whether or not the government agencies can be required to come up with a plan to fire federal workers. And that is the roadblock that got opened up today. The Supreme Court did not say Trump can mass fire federal employees. The Supreme Court said Trump can order his agencies to plan for it. in case you were looking at the decision today. Only one justice voted against it. So Sotomayor, Kagan, these crazy communists, they voted with us? Not really. But they did say, well, yeah, I mean, you can come up with a plan. I'm not saying you can do it, but you can come up with a plan. Now, let's talk about that dissenting voice, that dissenting vote. Ketanji Brown Jackson. But this goes much, much deeper than her. We're going to have a little talk here. Diversity hires, everybody knows that term by now. I'm glad the right is getting bolder with speaking about this. But let's discuss some of the history of this and how we ended up here, because there are specific reasons we ended up here as a country. And when I say here, I mean hiring morons, communist activists, and putting them in critical, critical positions in our country. How does that happen? Ketanji Brown Jackson is so stupid slash evil that even Sonia Sotomayor, who is as Maoist as any judge in history, she would burn this country down tomorrow if she could. Even Sonia Sotomayor, who voted opposite of Ketanji Brown Jackson today, lectured her and scolded her in very nice ways, very legalese, and hey, I'm on your side, Susie, I just don't love when you dye your hair blonde kind of a way. But even Sonia Sotomayor told Ketanji Brown Jackson, what are you talking about? Of course I can come up with a plan. What? Legally, that's what she did. Which, of course, begs the question, how can somebody that stupid and evil end up on the Supreme Court of the United States of America? The big deal. There are three main things. That's going to be our little theme here for the first hour. There are three main things that have caused the rise of diversity hires destroying this country. Let's deal with the first thing, which will lead us to the second thing, which oddly leads us to the third thing. I guess they're all kind of connected, aren't they? First, understand this all is just cultural Marxism. Now, why is that a thing? Why did communism go from seizing the means of production to, hey, your son should be gay? What happened there? Let's rewind a bit. Communism began to rise in the early 20th century, the early 1900s. It was actually pre-World War I it really began to rise. And yes, Chris, I will eventually want that Joe Biden clip, there's no question. Communism, it began to rise in Western societies. Societies, most of them had kings, the European monarchs, the Russian czars. The people themselves were beginning to chafe against what was often very corrupt, very evil leadership, and they wanted something better for the workers. Steps in Karl Marx's teachings, Vladimir Lenin telling the workers power shouldn't all be with the king, it shouldn't all be with the monarch, everybody should be able to share everything and share. Okay, you at least understand, I'm not selling it to you, but you understand how appealing that might be if you're a Russian factory worker working 15 hours a day, 7 days a week, yet your wife and children aren't getting enough calories and the czar is cruising around in gold-plated horse carriages. That kind of thing tends to chafe on people, and people who suffer in those circumstances will oftentimes find new voices appealing. Communism, because you know the history of it, you listen to this show, and of course you've read the Anti-Communist Manifesto available at jessekellybook.com, because you listen to this show, because you pay attention, because you're the hyper-informed, you don't need any help to hate communism. Take yourself out of it. Take me out of it. Put yourself in the Chinese fields. Put yourself in position of somebody who can't get ahead all the royalty can get ahead. You're barely making ends meet, or maybe not making ends meet at all. Maybe the czar's secret police threw your mother in prison, and maybe someone comes along and says, hey, I don't like all this power with this one guy, all these elites. You should have as much power as they do. Let's have a revolution, and let's take power from them, and we'll give it to everybody. Of course, that was all a lie. It never works that way, but you can understand, I'm sure, how that can be appealing to somebody on the down and out. So just stay with me. We're going to do a long walk through this and how we got here to cultural Marxism and now diversity hires destroying everything and so much more. Before we do that, I want to create something. Well, I want to tell you about something that is glorious. Tax deductions. Aren't they the most glorious thing in the world? Instead of letting those dirtballs in Washington, D.C. steal all your money, you find a way to get some tax deductions. Now, I don't want you to think I'm just talking like Chris here. I'm going somewhere with this. What if you could save a life and deduct it on your taxes? That wouldn't be bad, right? We're all looking for a way to pay less in taxes. What if you could do the most wonderful thing in the world with that money? That's what happens when you donate to Preborn. Preborn takes that money you give them, whether it's $28 or $28,000. I don't care how much. You can deduct that off your taxes. But Preborn takes the money and they give free ultrasounds to women who are about to have abortions. You're saving a life and deducting it on your taxes. That's about as good as it gets. Go save a life tonight and screw the government. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We are chopping away at diversity, hire, insanity. How did we get to a place where we have a Supreme Court justice who's so unbelievably dumb that even the libs on the court are dunking on her publicly? We are having a long talk about how this stuff has infected our society. So let's go to where we're at. We were talking about what communism was originally. Selling the peasants more equality, better conditions, kick out the kings, kick out the czars. That's what it was. But there's something about it, something we've talked about before. Communism is a religion of domination as well. It's not just destruction. It's destruction and domination. They don't just want to show up at your city, tear down the walls, and burn down all the buildings. That's what they want to do, for sure, but then they want to stay. They want to control everything. Communism is always sold as having to be for everybody. The communist understands if people can escape his system, they will. So he always tries to figure out how to make sure people can't. Remember Mamdani? That the Democrat candidate, Chris, grab that audio, will you? The Democrat candidate in New York who was talking about businesses and his tax plan. And the question, I believe they asked the question to him of, well, aren't they just going to leave all these corporations? If you decide to just start confiscating all their money, they're going to leave. But remember what he said?
I've proposed is that we raise $10 billion to pay for our entire economic agenda and start to Trump-proof our city, because we know he'll use federal funding as leverage over this city. And we will do so in two key ways. The first is to match the state's top corporate tax rate to that of New Jersey. We are at 7.25%. They're at 11.5%. Corporations can pay it over there. They can pay it over here. And the beauty of it is that it doesn't just apply to corporations headquartered in New York City, because when you say this, people will say, well, they're going to go to Florida. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are headquartered, as long as you do business in the state of New York, you are taxable for that corporate tax. We're talking about corporations that are making millions of dollars.
Oh, no. You don't get to escape. It's all they must control it all. The reason I bring this up is communists, they wanted to take America too. Communism really got its start in Germany, Europe, as you know. The communist revolution was Russia, as you know. but they always had their hungry eyes resting on the United States of America, and they always, always, always wanted to destroy this place, this beacon of freedom for the planet. Look at how wonderful the free market is. Look at the wonderful environment it's creating for the people. You can read it in their early writings, early 20th century. America was always on their mind. So they tried. They tried to get into the United States of America, and they tried to get into the United States of America in the same way they got into Europe. You know, in the Soviet Union, they had a really bad urban poor problem because they had all their people stuffed in these horrible factory conditions, as we just said. So if you wanted to sell communism, you went to the factories in the big cities and you said, hey, how about this Karl Marx guy? In China, it had to work differently. As Mao lectured the Soviets about, he said, hey, we don't have a big urban poor problem here. We have a rural poor problem here. It's the farmers. It's the rural people. It's those people who are being mistreated. That's where I will find recruits for my communist revolution. So they're always looking for the right recruits, you see. In the Soviet Union, it was found in the factories of St. Petersburg. In China, you went out to the rice paddies. In America, they couldn't find them. Not that we don't have poor now. Not that we didn't have poor then. The poor, there will always be poor. No question about it. There always will be. But you don't need a couple guys. You're building an army, remember, because you're fighting a revolution. The communist is fighting a revolution. He's not looking for 10 recruits for his book club. He's trying to topple the government. He's trying to topple society itself. He needs something the masses will buy. That's a fact. So he couldn't find them here. And this is, let's pause on this. We'll go back to our story about diversity hires and how we got there in a second. But this part should really make you feel blessed, and you are blessed. Whatever your situation is in life, and I know problems come for all of us, tough seasons. In America, our system of government, our system of limited government, created the conditions where people could operate freely. They could live where they wanted to live, do whatever job they wanted to do, charge the prices they wanted, just a free market system. That free market system, combined with our absurd geographical advantages in this country, two big oceans, all kinds of resources, it created a country where we didn't have masses of unhappy poor people. It wasn't something that existed here. The communists showed up on our shores ready to recruit poor people for the revolution, miserable peasants for the revolution, and they couldn't find them. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful to think about? So they had to go looking for more recruits. Get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, speaking of cultural Marxism, who's your cell phone provider? Probably Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. That's most people answer that way. I want you to do me a favor. I don't want you to take my word for anything. I want you to do me a favor. Pick up your phone. Maybe you're on your computer. Please don't do this if you're driving. And I want you to look up your cell phone company and Black Lives Matter, and I want you to tell me what you see. And then I want you to tell me, are you aware of what your money's doing? Oh, look at my first headline right here. Verizon pauses Pride campaign to support Black Lives Matter movement. Oh, they stopped your money from going to the LGBT demon mob briefly so they could help a bunch of black communists burn down cop stations around the country. You paid for that. I have Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly and switch to Pure Talk tonight. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday's coming, and we're going to do a bunch of emails tonight whenever I stop running my mouth. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com is the email address. Get your questions in, get your love in, your hate, your death threats. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We are going to end up with how we got obsessed with diversity hires and the damage it's done. And we are going to end there, but we're walking through how this infection got into Western civilization, namely the United States of America right now. I'm not going to recap everything I've gone through. If you miss all that, go to iHeart, Spotify, or iTunes, download the podcast, and enjoy. The communists got to the United States of America, and they tried to recruit so they could burn our country down like they burnt down the Soviet Union and European countries, and they just couldn't get traction here. They couldn't find enough unhappy poor people here. The recruiting drive was falling short, and this wasn't the only place it was falling short, but it was falling short severely here. So they started to put their heads together. They started to figure out, well, it's not that we need to recruit poor people. It's not that we need to recruit the peasants. We just need people who are miserable. We only have to recruit unhappy people, malcontents. As long as we can appeal to them, that will raise us enough of an army to burn down whatever country we want to burn down. You can read about this with Italian socialists like Antonio Gramsci, the Frankfurt School. If any of these subjects interest you, you can go read about these things. You'll find it very, very fascinating. But the idea was simply, we are not in search of poor people for recruits. That is too limiting. We are in search of anybody who's malcontented, anybody who's unhappy. That's the recruit we need. Therefore, we need to go beyond economics, because in America, there aren't enough people economically suffering. We need to expand this and go culturally. And from there, over the years, they began to find the various little pockets, find and nurture various little pockets of miserable people in the United States of America. What's the Democrat coalition? What's the communist coalition today? Fake black civil rights stuff where people pretend they're oppressed. So fake black stuff. Climate. The old global warming nutters. Feminists. LGBTQ. There's more. Let's stick with those for now. If I'm recruiting and I can't get enough angry poor people, well, black people were treated like crap in this country for a long time. There were all kinds, and still are now, but that's going to kind of put the cart before the horse. There were all kinds of black people who felt like they'd gotten a real raw deal in this country, and they weren't all that fond of the United States of America. Boom, fertile recruiting ground. Let's not only, this will play a part here, let's not only go find the ones who are unhappy, let's create more. The ones who aren't unhappy, why don't we make them that way? Remember Whoopi Goldberg on The View? We played it not long ago. Whoopi Goldberg on The View was talking about Iran. And Chris, grab this when you get a chance. And Whoopi Goldberg, when they were talking about Iran, made this comment that made everybody uproar, except for in the crowd, which of course they cheered at the time, where she was saying that black people in America have it as bad or worse as people in Iran. Here's what she said.
But let's just remember, too, the Iranians literally throw gay people off of buildings. They don't adhere to basic human
rights. Listen, here's the thing. Let's not do that, because if we start with that, we have been known in this country to tie gay folks to the car.
Where the Iranian regime is today, they used to just keep hanging black people.
So it is not even the same.
I couldn't step foot during this.
That's not what you mean to say. It is the same.
No, it's not. The year 2025 in the United States is nothing like if I step foot wearing this outfit in Toronto.
I'm sorry.
I can't have my hair showing. I can't wear a skirt. I can't have my arms out.
I'm telling you, I literally said it was up to the Iranian people.
Yes, it is up to them.
And that's why I am saying that it is the same. What I heard was not what you meant.
I think it's very different to live in the United States in 2025 than it is to live in Iran.
Not if you're black.
Not for everybody.
Not if you're black. Set aside the absurdity of that. Why does that come out of Whoopi Goldberg's mouth? A ridiculous statement like that. Why? Because she has been raised in that environment. And because now, after being raised in that environment, she knows she needs to promote that kind of malcontentment, that kind of victimhood to other black people in the country. It does not pay the communist to tell people in the country, whatever their skin color, that things are finally good, you've got it good, things have worked out. That kills recruitment. They need miserable people. So you will find this all over the urban black community in the country. Black churches are horrible about this. You are oppressed and you are oppressed and you are oppressed. It's not only that they believe it, it's that they're recruiting new malcontents. That's a fact. It's not just that they found that pocket, they nurtured more. That's why we have more today. Let's set that aside. Let's deal with the climate nutters. Exact same thing. Why are these Chinese firms, American communist billionaires, why is there so much money behind this insane concept that carbon dioxide's destroying the planet? The communists figured out, hey, these these global warming types who think all this prosperity is somehow bad, look how angry they are. Look at how eager they are to destroy the current system. We can use these people. But just like we just talked about with the black one, it wasn't just that they wanted to use the malcontents they had as these things were coming up. It wasn't just that they wanted to use someone who thinks the SUV is destroying the earth. Well, you want to nurture more. So today, I've actually seen this on IHOP places. And this is what I mean. You know that piece of paper they put underneath your IHOP plate? I remember I walked into IHOP, and there was a piece of paper that went under the pancakes, and it was explaining to the kids. It was for the kids. It was explaining to the kids why carbon was destroying planet Earth. Your child will learn in school about fossil fuels, about, oh my goodness, holes in the ozone layer, acid rain, the polar bears. Why? It's a recruitment drive. You have to recruit more people who think prosperity sucks. SUVs suck. Factories suck. Air conditioning sucks. Burn it all down. It's a recruitment drive. Feminism, same thing. It wasn't just that you had to find the angry, bitter women in the country. There were always those. There always will be. You had to recruit more. How many young women today have been fed through their school, by their friends, by Hollywood, by the books, you name it, have been fed the lie that they're oppressed in this country? Second-class citizens. If you're a woman at any age living in the United States of America in the year 2025, you have it better than any woman in the history of mankind, yet we have legions of young women today who think they're oppressed. Why? Because they were taught that. Why? Because it's a recruitment drive. communism is the religion of the malcontent. That's what cultural Marxism became, a recruitment drive. Now, let's finally get to this diversity higher stuff and how all that stuff ties together. Before we get to that, let's get to you and your pet, your cat. I have to remember to do this more. So I'm going to start being better about this. Rough Greens, as you know, was created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. He's passionate about this. He's a Green Beret, I should point out. Passionate about dogs. Passionate that animals don't get nutrition from their pet food. All the pet food's brown. Brown stuff is dead. So he created this nutritional supplement with vitamins and minerals and omega oils and antioxidants that you sprinkle on your dog's food. It went gangbusters. Everybody knows about Rough Greens now. Everyone's giving it to their dog. Cat owners, of course, they felt like they were entitled to some too. Dr. Dennis Black is a nicer man than I am, so he created Meow Greens for your cat. Go get a free jumpstart trial bag. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Back to our discussion about how did we end up with so many diversity hires and critical positions, and regular communism got shifted to cultural Marxism, and they created huge pockets of malcontents in America. And as we've said so many times before, that's really at its heart what communism is. It's the religion of the malcontent. Find malcontents, recruit them, nurture more of them, and an army of malcontents will march forward for you and burn down whatever country, whatever institution you want burned down, because they're bitter, because they're malcontents. Now, how did we end up with somebody on the Supreme Court who's so evil and stupid that even other crazy commie judges like Sotomayor are basically making fun of her to her face because she comes up with these ridiculous opinions that have no basis in reality, and she doesn't even really attempt to? How did we end up with the, well, chairman of the Joint Chiefs? Diversity hire. How did we end up with general after general, not just Joint Chiefs? Diversity hires. CEOs, diversity hires. Air traffic controllers, diversity hires, pilots, managers across the country. How did we get there? Well, once you've recruited your pockets, there are three reasons. I'll finally get to the three reasons. Once you've recruited those pockets of malcontents, then they will march forward, and they will march forward and begin their slow, steady conquest of institutions. Institution after institution, sometimes large, sometimes small. Sometimes it's a small red town's public library. Doesn't seem like a big deal, right? But remember that librarian's having a drag show because it's a recruitment drive. Sometimes it's large. Maybe it's not the small public library. Maybe it's Duke Medical School. Headline: at Duke Medical School, this is from Free Beacon, race-based promotion guidelines reward doctors for recruiting BIPOC faculty. Sometimes it's the local library. Sometimes it's Duke Medical School. The point is, you train, you nurture, you recruit your pockets of malcontents, and then they will march forward like an army, recruiting and nurturing more. I mentioned the black malcontents earlier. That's the black churches. Not every black church at all, but all these black liberation theology churches, that's what they do. It's a recruitment drive every Sunday. You get up there and maybe read a couple Bible verses, and then you campaign for Joe Biden, and you tell everybody why Donald Trump reminds you of the KKK. And look, Raphael Warnock's a United States senator because of this. It's a recruitment drive. Not just you stay malcontented, you stay malcontented and you recruit others, a recruitment drive. So that's one of the reasons. The communist activists were raised up like an army and they marched forward. The second part, it's going to involve looking in the mirror for you and me. We were too nice. Way too nice. We got caught up in being nice. America's feminized Christianity really, really played a huge role in this. We got somehow obsessed with being nice instead of being good. And we started having useless, pathetic, skinny jeans, wearing pastors. Think about James Lankford. That's actually a perfect example. James Lankford has been pastoring America's churches for decades. Not him, but people exactly like him. People who get up, well, Jesus is nice, and he just want you to be nice. And I mean, if you remember my pastor when I lost my church? My pastor, he succumbed to all the George Floyd propaganda, all of it. Got up after George Floyd died and started preaching about white privilege. Why? How did that happen? He got invited to a What White People Need to Know conference by the evil black churches in the Houston area, and he went, found out how privileged he was, and decided to go lecture the entire church about it. The feminized Christian right, with some disgusting, weak, pathetic interpretation of the Bible, not only stepped back and allowed the malcontents to infect and infiltrate everything, they helped them do it and thought they were doing the right thing while they did it. They just step back and watch it happen. I mean, shoot, it's not even like this is just ancient history. I mentioned Floyd. I remember. Everyone forgets now, but I remember in the wake of that George Floyd stuff, I remember how many people on the right, elected Republicans, radio hosts, TV hosts, writers. I remember, well, I mean, I guess maybe it is time to have a conversation about how oppressed black people still are in the country. Well, I mean, cops really are evil. Definitely evil, racist cops. Of course they are. The right, the feminized American right, we helped them do it. We aided them. And finally, those of us, many of us, who just wanted to be left alone, just wanted to, oh yeah, that's perfect, Chris. Yeah, what? How did the right respond after George Floyd? Here's Republican Senator Tim Scott.
I have experienced your pain. Stopped 18 times in the last two decades. In 1 year, 7 times as an elected official. In this body, trying to get into the chamber, into the office buildings on the congressional side, I understand some part of what too many have experienced. This police reform legislation, the Justice Act, provides clear opportunities for us to say, not only do we hear you, not only do we see you, we are responding.
Oh, gosh, turn it off, Chris. I can't take it anymore. We not only helped them do it, we didn't fight against it. We didn't want to look mean. Didn't want to be called racist. Now, look at where we are. We'll wrap this up next.
This is an iHeart podcast.